I am hoping that there are sportsmen listening to me today. By sportsmen, I don't mean fellows who look on at games, but you who play games yourselves, especially team games. I look on you as potentially because you are sound in body, mind, and the team spirit. That same team spirit is needed among our people today as much as among players. Remember this. The safety, honor, and welfare of a nation depend on the team play of its people. The safety, honor, and welfare of a nation depend on the teamwork of its people. Dictators recognize this vital truth and ensure it by force. We also have the object lesson where a country lacking it falls a victim to subversive political teaching and suicides itself in all the horrors of civil war. In these days of unrest, subversive agencies are already working insidiously in our own country. But fortunately, the British character is slow to be taken in by them. It is open to us to instill, through sport, that character and the team spirit in the next generation. This, at any rate, is what we're trying to do in the Boy Scout movement with our 448,000 boys in the United Kingdom. And we have 41,000 men acting as scoutmasters. But we want at least 10,000 more to take in hand the thousands of boys who are still anxious to join us. You sportsmen are the fellows we want. It is not like you as sportsmen to sit idly by and look on at the scoutmasters playing the game without wanting to take a hand in it yourselves. If there were an open enemy at our gates, you would be up, every one of you, in active service for defense of the country. Well, with this less conspicuous enemy, you have the opportunity of equally important, if less dramatic, service for your country and your kind. But there is something higher yet in such service. The primate recently called on all of us Britons, no matter what form of religion, if any, we profess, to return to the service of God in our everyday life and doings. Here then lies your opportunity. Don't fritter away this short life wholly in games or smoking rooms, or even altogether in work. Come and give a small bit of your time among good comrades in doing a worthwhile job, one which brings health and happiness, prosperity and peace, and is therefore the highest practical service to God. Now my time is up, but if you would like further information before making up your mind, do come and see us at Scout Headquarters, 25 Buckingham Palace Road, London, or write to your nearest Scout Association. Meantime, goodbye and thank you. Come soon.